So, Tracy was walking home after school one day, and Mom, like always, had put an apple in her backpack and also a little pouch of Capri Sun. Do you like Capri drinks? Do you like those? Okay, do you? All right. So Tracy was walking home, and she pulled that apple out, and it was a really pretty apple, and she polished it up on her sleeves as she was walking, and she was just getting ready. She loved apples, and she was just getting ready to bite into that apple when all of a sudden this mean boy from school runs up behind her, grabs the apple, and takes off running. And Tracy says, "Wait!" What do you think happened next? What? She tackles him? Okay. She runs up to him and says, "Wait, wait, wait. You must be hungry. Would you also like to have my Capri Sun?" And this boy said to her, with a surprised look on his face, "Wow. You know, I was hungry today. My mom didn't pack me a lunch." And he thanked her so much. And Tracy felt really good about sharing her apple and her Capri Sun with that boy. And then there was James. He was walking downtown one day. He was going to go to the store, and he was wearing, oh, I shouldn't even put this on, but anyway, he was wearing his favorite baseball cap. This cap had been given to him as a birthday present just about a week earlier, and he loved this cap. It was kind of a cold day, and he was wearing his cap, and he pulled up his coat because it was kind of windy. And just as he was pulling up his coat and getting close to the store, here comes this kid, boom, grabs his cap and takes off running. And James says, "Wait!" What do you think happens next? You think James goes and fights that boy to get his cap back? Or maybe it goes this way. James says, "Wait, wait," and he catches up and he says, "You know, it's pretty cold today. I notice you don't have a coat on. Would you like to my coat?" And the boy just couldn't believe it. And he said, "You know, my coat has been too small. I outgrew my coat, and so I haven't been able to wear it. But if I could use your coat, borrow it, I'll be happy to give it back to you." And James was very happy that he had shared his cap and his coat with this boy. What's different about these kids, Tracy and James? Do you notice something different about them? Do you notice how nice they are? Huh? Why do you think they're so nice? To people who are mean to them, right? And yet they're so nice. Well, you know what? They had been in Sunday school and they had been in church. And you know what they heard? They heard about a Savior. A Savior who loved us even when we were not very nice people. Even when we were doing terrible things. The Savior came and He gave His life on the cross. And He died for our forgiveness. And the children knew that because they had been loved by their Savior, they also needed to love other people. And so, we come to the story of Paul. Paul had this little car that he loved. Grandma had given it to him for his birthday. And he was playing with it in the sandbox, and he was making roads all over in the sand, almost like a little village right there in the sandbox. And as he was playing it, here comes this girl, one of those mean girls from school, and she comes up and she grabs the car and takes off running. And Paul says, "Wait!" What do you think happens next? Got an idea? Do you think she goes and tries to hit him? Yeah, she knows about the love of God in Christ. You know what she does? She runs up to him and says, "You know, that's my favorite car, but you can have it if you really want it. But would you like to come and play with me in the sandbox? I made all kinds of roads for the car." And this boy said, "Nobody ever wants to play with me." Or this girl, it was a girl, actually. This girl says, "Nobody ever wants to play with me." And Paul kind of thought to himself, "Well, maybe if you wouldn't take their toys." But he didn't say anything. He said, "Why don't we come and play together?" And they played together all afternoon, and they became good friends. Can you love your enemies? Can you love those who do bad things to you and make a friend out of them? Let's pray about that, shall we? Let's pray. Dear God, when we were your enemies, Jesus died for us. Help me to be kind and generous to others when they are not kind to me. Help me look for ways to help people and to treat them the way I want to be treated. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go love your enemies. Okay? Thank you for coming up.